vibrant is $9,667. That's a variance from the side yard setback requirements and a variance for the additional wall signs. The gentleman is allowed one ground sign and one wall sign. And the question was put to him, he would remove the others. If he needs it, paint it one color, I believe I already said.
Well, the applicant, I think, made it clear he didn't have any problem with just having one wall sign. And,
And he did.
Certainly see where it's unique. Because of the size of the property, narrow, shallow, all those good things. Difficult to see. So it would enable reasonable use. I don't know.
Not so sure it could be otherwise developed without a sign. I mean, as far as the business is concerned, anyway.
Yeah, they're allowed a ground sign. The problem is where to put it, you know. I mean, it's not unusual for us to grant this type of variance. We've granted many.
Yeah.
I assume it meets the height. It's not over 25 feet. So.
Hey, how do you feel?
I don't have a problem with it.
Ground sign.
Ground sign.
The ground
sign.
Do
you have a problem with the ground sign?
No.
No, the ground sign is fine. I'd like to make sure all the signs are off the building, plus the on that fence too. The crabs inside that fence too need to come down too. Yeah, I'll make sure everything's off. Okay, I don't have any problem.
He said no problem with that. He said
paint the building one color. The ground sign. Okay. No further discussion then. Chair will entertain a motion on case number 9,667.
I so move, Mr. Chairman.
Do you have a second?
Second.
I have a motion by Mr. McCabe, a second by Mr. Hudson, that we approve case number 9,667.
For the ground sign only.
For the ground sign only.
And require
one,
the,
wall,
and one wall sign.
Rest will be removed. Okay.
Aye.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carried. Next one under advisement is 9,666.